This is How Men Think with Brooks Like and Gavin DeGraw, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Feeling it. I love when we get that intro. Hey, Gav.
I feel it.
Feeling
the power.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of How Men Think. My name is Brooks Like, and we have two co-hosts here with us. We have my usual wingman, Mr. Gavin DeGraw.
Good to see you, Brooks.
Great to see you,
good
my friend.
Mornings.
You also have Buddy, your dog, with you. He's sitting here with us.
I do. He's smelling the coffee cake.
He's smelling your coffee cake. And we have new co-host.
Ooh.
Her second time on the show. First time that I've been on the show with her.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, Miss Tayshia Adams.
Thanks for coming, Tayshia.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
So we are here. That's right. We are here at AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am in California. We're checking out this weekend. We're watching some golf and we're recording some podcasts. And Gavin, you're such a fantastic golfer that we're going to watch you.
I live for the swing.
What's your handicap?
All of my limbs.
Do you golf, Buddy?
No. Well, I went golfing once upon a time. I wouldn't say golfing. And let's say it was my first time. And the guy, I said, hey, would you mind giving me a quick lesson? Because it was more like a meet and greet on a golf course.
Yeah.
He said, sure. And we stood there for about 3 minutes. He said, just swing this way and do this. And I said, no problem. And I crushed the ball. And he was like, okay. And then I crushed the ball again. And I crushed the ball again. But the problem was I kept hitting the ball at a 90-degree angle to my right. And he said, maybe you should just face the clubhouse.
And then you gave it up.
Yeah, I was like, all right, that's it for me. Yeah. I think I'm out of here.
Tayshia, do you golf?
I have. In the past, I've tried. I've taken a couple lessons. I do have some clubs.
Really?
Yeah, they're pink. They're really cute. Oh. I own a couple of golf skirts. That's the whole reason why I got into the sport, to be quite honest with you. The outfits are quite cute.
I love a golf skirt.
Hey, attire, the golf attire.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm actually, we didn't know right before this podcast began that you were even going to be here, Gav.
I didn't know either.
Literally, we're supposed to record
this. Long drive.
We're supposed to record this. And 2 minutes before we start recording, Amy's like, Brooks, you and Tayshia are going to have to do this yourselves. Because Gavin, you were supposed to be here yesterday. You no-showed.
Not according to my notes, by the way. That showed up. According to my calculations, which would be my schedule,
what happened was
I was supposed to be here whatever time yesterday in order to do podcast today. And then the night before, I was told, we'll start doing the show tomorrow. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. I have still have to pack all my stuff and drive up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm. It's really your guys' fault.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say.
Can I tell you my story with how I got here?
Yes.
Oh, this is good. This is real good.
Tayshia, I told Tayshia yesterday.
Yes.
Because she was here yesterday.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
So listen to this, Gab.
That hurts.
Listen to this. Mm-hmm. So I go to fly out yesterday morning from LA.
Okay.
So I drop my dog off, go to fly out, go to the airport, go to check in, and the lady says, we don't fly to Monterey from here. And I'm like, well, my ticket says you do. And you're United and I'm flying with you. And she says, no, we don't. And so I look at my ticket and it's not Burbank Airport. It's LAX Airport.
Oh.
So I went to the completely wrong airport to fly out. First time I've ever done that. And I phone Amy. I'm like, Amy, I'm going to miss my flight. Need to reschedule me. So she reschedules me. Yeah. Danielle reschedules me a flight. I go to LAX.
Yeah.
You guys were calm. You guys were amazing about it. They just reschedule me for like a couple hours later.
Right.
I go to LAX and I'm like, okay, getting on the plane. And I find out what seat I have. 13B. Okay. The ticket I'm booked is basic economy. You can't get on an airplane for less than basic economy.
Right.
I get on, I go to 13B.
Yes.
And it turns out that 6 inches away from my nose is the lavatory. I am seated.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. No. I am seated right next.
With the bathroom?
Yeah.
He should have just sat in the bathroom. It was the same thing.
I could have, yeah. It would have been better. Just
were you like,
do
you guys
out.
Mind if I put my feet up on the toilet just to kind of stretch out a little bit over here?
So it was a day. It was a day for me. I missed the flight, went to the wrong airport, missed the flight, and then sat by the toilet on the way here.
That's terrible. Did you feel like you smelled like one of those pink urinal cakes when you landed?
No, I did not.
No?
I got in and took a shower, though.
Oh, sorry.
What happens then?
And then it gets better. Then so I text Brooks and I said, well, because you're late, come straight to the golf course.
Yeah.
Go right to the lodge at Pebble Beach in like text.
That, and it was the second line. It was like perfect. You couldn't
super
have made
clear.
It more clear.
You're like, so, bring logs to Pebble Beach.
So
where
he,
am I going to get logs?
He calls me and he's like, I'm here. Yeah. And I'm like, great. Okay, where are you? And he's like, I'm right in the front. So I'm thinking, okay, well, we're at the little market. So I said, ask anyone you see where the market is. Where's the market? And you hear like some dude go, there's no market. So I'm like, can you ask someone, Brooks, where are you?
Yeah.
He is at a hotel 20 minutes
Brooks.
Away.
I know. And guess, like, Tayshia, you're getting to know me, but Gav knows me. He knows that, like, I'm a prompt. I'm on time. I don't miss. Like, and I was absolutely, Danielle's shaking her head. And I think I texted you this, Amy. I'm like, this is how Gavin feels every single day of his life.
It's true. It but guess be. What? The difference between you and me is, while I'm lost, I'm kind of just enjoying the view.
Oh, I did too, man.
And just relaxed. And, you know, I have been to the wrong airport before, but it was to pick up somebody. Just to pick up my older brother. And you could imagine what that was like. I was like, yeah, I'm here. Well, where are you? I'm at the such and such terminal. I was like, I'm right there, man. Just look for the car. Like, where are you? I don't see. I'm waving my hands. You know, he's like, then I realized I had gone to the wrong airport to pick him up.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was like, you're such an idiot. I told
it's all right.
you where I was.
Mistakes happen, buddy.
Yeah.
So today's episode, and this is why we have Tayshia on here, is we want to talk about men's grooming, the importance of men's grooming. We want to, as men, we want to learn. We have a guest that's going to come on and teach us a little bit about grooming and self-care.
So excited for that.
And then we want your perspective, Tayshia, because really, men want to groom to impress women or to impress a partner.
Yeah.
And so we want a woman's take on men's grooming, men's self-care. Does it matter? Does it not matter? How much does it matter? And how much can you push it on a guy if he's not doing it? And then also, what parts of the body? What parts of the body need to be groomed?
Can I just start right? Can I just start right with this question for you guys? Oh, how do you feel... And I don't know how to say this properly, that we want to dress you. So I trick it by just buying gifts all the time of clothes. Mm. And so it seems like, no, you look so great. And then I got you this. Because really it's like, no, I'm not super crazy about some of the stuff you wear. But if you wear this, mm-hmm. I'm going to be into it.
Style's a huge thing.
I would love it if I never had to buy one article of clothing again the rest of my life. I would love it. Hmm. Absolutely love it. It's been, I'm trying to remember the last thing that I bought this Lululemon t-shirt. I bought that. So, I know a white Lululemon t-shirt. That was my big purchase.
See, he likes to push the boundaries.
Yeah.
I would love to never shop again in my life. Huh. So if we have a listener that wants to shop for me, my wife does most of it. She'll get me stuff at like Christmas or whatever. She'll just buy me clothes.
And do you like all the stuff that she generally picks out or?
Yes. She has way better taste than I do.
Good.
Yeah. So I would love, would you like to dress a man or do you think about, you just said style is very important. You think style on a man is important?
Absolutely. I love dressing guys. Okay, I love going shopping for guys' clothes.
We're going to put you on the spot, Tayshia.
Oh God.
Better style right now, Gavin or me?
Oh, Gavin.
I knew it. It's the scarf. He's got that wonderful blue scarf. And he's got a dog. He's got his dog sitting beside him.
I just want to say that was the right answer.
Okay.
Okay, can you break that down? So Gavin's over here wearing like a beautiful light brown jacket with a nice blue kind of ruggedy scarf.
Yeah.
He's got a hat on.
He put some effort in. You can tell, you know?
Okay.
I like that. But also at the same time, I do like your style. I like, I don't know, again, confidence. Just own it. Gavin owns that scarf. It's just working for him.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. So you like a little more like detailed. Like I just have black pants and a white shirt. So you like that Gavin has layers. I guess layers is the term.
Yeah. Okay. Gavin, do you dress yourself?
I did today. I did.
I'm so proud of you.
I did. But before I went out the door, I turned to my dog and I was like, am I your type? Is this... It's just like, would you happen to be seen with me today? We're walking across the golf course. Does this suit you? He's like, yeah, it's pretty.
So would you say you dressed up today, or is this like your casual?
I mean, I just dressed for the weather today, but I try. I've corrected my wardrobe over time.
Well,
and,
sure.
And it took some guidance.
Yeah. From who? Who guided you?
Women. And you know, they have better, you know, they have women. And you know, that's what my dad says, women. And so anyway, you know, they have better fashion sense, only because I think women just tend to pay more attention to fashion sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to do with the things that they, you know, they're interested in. You know, when guys tend to watch movies, we like to watch hero movies, like a guy doing a shoot 'em up or like climbing a mountain. And that's not the part that speaks to girls, I don't think, the same way as, oh, he looks really good in that suit in that scene. You know what I mean?
Well, like, yeah. For example, it's Oscar weekend. So will you guys be watching for the fashion?
Sesame Street? will you guys be watching Sesame Street?
will you be watching for the fashion, Amy?
Do you ever like look at a guy and be like, wow, he looks really good. Like, I love his outfit.
Yeah, like, yeah. I used to have nice suits when I played hockey. I'd get custom suits. And
I love that.
Because it was like, it was fun to walk into, because we had to wear suits to every game. We had to wear suits everywhere we traveled. So it was nice to have a custom tailored, like, sharp suit. But that was as far as I went with it. Some guys go to the point where it's like their expression, their art.
Right.
And it was never, I never liked clothes that much. It was the same with cars for me. Like, I don't like cars that much to tint all the windows and put all the rims and then trick it out and do all this stuff.
Right.
I just don't like it that much. But yeah, like, a suit is one thing as a man you cannot cheap out on. You need to have a nice suit as a man.
Tailored.
But when you see a car
custom made.
When you walk past a 1967 fastback Mustang with torque thrust rims, you don't say, man, that's a badass. Like, I freak out, dude. I'm like, I get under it, man. I'm like, oh, yeah, I like what they did with it. Let me see it under there. Look at that, man.
I love it.
Man, that's a 427. You know what I mean? I lose it. So
I do, but then
yeah.
not to the extent that you do, but then a minute later it's left my brain.
Yeah, you're done.
And I'm not going out to buy it. I'm not like obsessed with it. I'm not finding a magazine or researching it on the internet.
You acknowledge it, but then you move on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm obsessed. It's horrible. Then I end up on eBay.
Oh, Lord.
Because that's the place to buy it.
Right?
Tayshia, would you want to dress a partner? Would you like if, like, your guy was like, I don't like fashion, and so you get to dress him, or would you prefer, like, the guy has a fashion sense and can dress himself?
No, I don't mind. I don't mind dressing my partner at all. But I think it's also attractive when a guy can style himself.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I don't mind dressing you. I can dress you up.
What's your favorite? What is your favorite, like, look on a dude?
Ooh.
Like, is it like a guy in a nice suit or like business casual or jeans and a t-shirt? What's like the thing you're like?
Ooh. I love when guys wear a nice, like a sport coat. Ooh, okay. I'm going to like dress. I'm going to dress.
Yeah,
a man
mentally
right now.
Dress a man right
okay,
now.
Okay. A crisp white button up tee, a little bit unbuttoned at the top with a really nice sport coat, maybe some jeans and like a really pretty cognac, like brown shoe.
God.
Nice cognac.
I've never worn that outfit.
Did you say a cognac shoe?
Yeah, and like matching brown bell. Oh my God, that's so attractive.
I feel like that's so cliche. Honestly, as a dude.
Really?
That's I know what I'll be shopping for later this afternoon.
Gavin's missing from the golf tournament.
See you on the next episode.
He's shopping.
Gavin shows up at supper exactly dressed how Tayshia just described.
This whole thing?
I've had this for a long time.
Still has the tags on it.
Sitting at dinner, the tailor's under the table, hemming the pants.
No, but then I also
feel like that's
jean,
such a cliche.
Like,
jeans what? And a sport coat for a guy is like, and it's just, it's
so you're
not my
you're
vibe.
For a golfer.
Maybe.
Okay.
Looking for a golf sponsor.
That
sounds like golf sponsor.
I don't know. It depends. The guy has to like, it depends his style.
Okay.
How would you dress my dog if you could choose a few?
I think
detailed
he's killing
items.
It on his own, to be honest with you. He's rocking that chain.
You know why? Look at that head of hair.
He is a beautiful boy. He is a beautiful boy, Gav. And up next, we have a guest that's going to join us that's going to teach you and I, my friend, mostly me, how to be a more beautiful boy. because I need some help.
Oh, yeah. Don't we all?
Yeah. Okay, we got Karamo.
You know what you need to do? Hit
right
the gym.
After the break.
I was about to say.
I did that this morning.
How about a little exercise in your step, friend?
That's one thing I do do. Like, that's where I
say
take
do-do.
Care of myself.
Say do-do again.
That's one thing I do do. I'll hit the gym, but I don't, like, then I get back and I'm just like, I need to throw clothes on.
Mm.
But, like, what I'm very intentional with what I'm doing inside the gym. But then clothes don't matter to me.
Interesting.
So I have room to grow. Okay, we're coming back with Karamo. Okay, back from break, and we have with us, joining us now, a gentleman that knows a lot about men's grooming, more than Gavin, more than myself, and his name joining us today is Karamo. Karamo, what's up,
Karamo?
Man?
Hey, friends, how y'all doing?
Fantastic, great, man. My man. Welcome to How Men Think, and we want to bring you on. Gav and I kind of look at you like you're a specialist in the men's grooming and cleansing department.
I would kind of say being on Queer Eye kind of does make me somewhat of a specialist, so I'll take it.
So I need to sign up for your lessons, my friend, because if you look at my face, I have scraggly facial hair. I haven't had a haircut in probably like a month. I am like the least groomed dude that you have met. So I'm looking for some guidance, my friend.
Maybe you should start watching Queer Eye. Karamo, this is Tayshia.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, we have a couple seasons out where we can help you through this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean? He's an expert, and he's probably one of the most gorgeous men I've ever seen, to be quite honest with you.
So give me the number one tip. Give me like the low hanging fruit, what a man can do to groom himself better. Like, where's the most important spot a man has to groom, in your opinion?
Well, I definitely say I don't think there's a most important spot, you know what I mean? Because it's actually wherever you feel least confident. And so we avoid taking care of the things that we're not that confident about, because we feel like if I don't like it already, like I should sort of just let it go. It's the reason why we have junk drawers. The reason that we have rooms that stay a little messier is because we sort of just start to compartmentalize and avoid things. So if you're not shaving your face, if you're not cutting your hair, there's normally a reason behind it. Maybe like I don't feel that comfortable, or like I don't want that attention. And so I normally on Queer Eye deal with the psychological part. But for me, I think if you can deal with your face and your scalp and how you look, that's the first thing people are going to see. You'll feel more confident about how you approach the world.
What about if we're just lazy? I'm just like lazy.
Brooks is lazy. You know, I'm like a very, very busy bee.
There's no such thing as lazy. There's no such thing as lazy. The desire to do something comes from usually you being, or the lack of desire to do something usually comes from something that happened in your life that you don't realize it. So maybe you might have had a coach that you know, made you work out too much. So now as an adult, you don't want to work out that much. Maybe for you, saying you're lazy is because you had somebody who you tried really hard for in a relationship, and then now you don't want to try anymore. So I don't believe anyone is lazy. There's just triggers that have caused us to react a certain way to life.
Isn't he so insightful? Like, yeah. I'm telling you, Queer Eye, it changes your world.
It's like beauty wizardry.
Yeah, I try.
Wow. Okay. Let me ask you this question. Facial hair or no facial hair?
I think it depends on the guy. For me, I like facial hair. I think there's something about facial hair that is sexy and really nice. But most men don't know how to like keep it up. So you want to make sure you have a moisturizer so your face, it feels nice and moisturizing all the time. Also a cleanser so you can get rid of like any red spots, bumps, discoloration. And then most importantly is a sunscreen. Whether you are white or black, because a lot of times people of color think they just shouldn't use sunscreen, you have to use a daily sunscreen. And I think those are the most important things.
Okay, so that's a perfect lead-in. I need to write all this down because honestly, Karamo, my personal hygiene products consist of toothpaste and a cologne. And that's literally my entire personal
He
hygiene.
Needs a cologne because he washes his body with a toothpaste.
So let's talk about, so for me, Karamo, I could not have less personal hygiene products than anyone you've ever met. So right now I'm looking at your products, Mantle. We have Mantle products here. We have the cleanser, the face and scalp cleanser. I have the Age Defense Moisturizer for my face. And I have the Invisible Daily SPF 30, the sunscreen that you were talking about.
Yep.
I also have the no-shine sheets here, which I'm just opening right now. So can you tell me a little bit about these? Because I'm actually going to make this like part of my mission. Gav, you're Gav is just like naturally beautiful. He's not like me. Like my face has been beat up and hockey a little bit. So I need to take a little more care of myself. So how do I dig into this? What am I starting with? The cleanser? Every day?
The reason I created it this way is because I get overwhelmed like most men by way too many beauty products. I mean, most of the time in our culture, women have been inundated since they were younger and more able to explore and be curious. But for men, we didn't have that option. So I get very nervous. So I created this kit so that it's all you need. So you, in the shower, you put the cleanser on your face, neck, and it's going to get off all those bumps, the dirt, help you to make sure you don't have acne. And if you are thinning or balding, you can put it in your scalp as well. And if you do have hair, even if you mix it up with shampoo, it's not going to mess it up.
Okay.
Then once you have the shower, you put on the moisturizer, because the moisturizer is what's going to keep your skin tight, going to keep it looking young, keep it looking great. And then the most important thing is the SPF. But SPF is really hard for people to put on because most SPFs, I think 98% of them are white, and you don't have that weird beachy smell. Mm-hmm. And so I made this one clear. And so that way you can put it on your face and it won't get stuck in your beard or on the hair on your head. And it's like really silky and smooth. It won't make you shiny. Idea. Like if try it out if you have it. Put that the SPF on your hand and see how silky and smooth it is.
Okay, so my question here is, it says daily SPF, Karamo.
Yep.
I put this on every single day. Like I go out the house, I'm putting this on, or only on like sunny days?
Nope. See, this is the thing. This is the thing. That's a really good question, because the thing is that people think that SPF means that you're at the beach or you're like in direct sunlight. UV rays are always hitting you. So if you're at work and there's a window, you're getting sun damage. Mm-hmm. And so you should have it on every single day. If you're walking down the street, you're getting sun damage. And so having on a sun protector is going to help you at all times. But the way that we designed it is that after you put on the moisturizer, you can put this on and it's going to be just as easy. All you need is one or two pumps and it will cover your entire face and scalp if need be.
Karamo, we just put this on our hand and I've actually never seen SPF look like this before. It's clear and it's like a gel.
I think that clear SPF is a great idea.
Honestly, because
thank you.
Like you just said, I have tried to put on sunscreen because I do have a darker complexion, and sometimes you do get like that purpley white overcast. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it's weird looking, and that's what deters a lot of people from putting on sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And then they, as they get older, they find out that they have sun damage. They could have skin cancer. There's a lot of things that come with it. So I want to make sure that while we were working on this, that we were getting something that was going to be easy, nice to put on. It's not going to leave any weird streaks, but it's going to be accessible. You can put it on.
It smells good, too.
Thank you. And for men, you know, you can just – it's an easy three-point kit, because these are things you need. Cleanser, exactly, moisturizer, sunscreen.
That was my next point exactly. I think part of the reason I don't have a lot of, like – beauty products or whatever is just, I think it's overwhelming for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
this is very easy. Use the cleanser, the face and scalp cleanser in the shower. Very easy.
Yeah.
Then when you get out, put a little Age Defense moisturizer on my face and then put the daily invisible SPF.
And you're good to go.
And I'm good to go. That's actually very easy.
Mm.
I don't think.
Thank you.
Yeah, I applaud you for that, because I've really resisted this entire space just because I'm like overwhelmed. I don't want to have a bunch of stuff I need to carry all the time or get reliant on something. But for sure, my mug could use a little.
When are you going to come out with a bubble bath product that makes men look rugged in the bubble bath?
Look rugged in the bubble bath?
Yeah, man. I want to be able to look tough in the bubble bath.
New album cover for you.
You know what I mean?
Looking tough.
We're adding that to the line, as long as you agree to be our first model.
Done.
Tayshia, I want to get your take on this, Tayshia. Is an ungroomed, kind of wild looking man attractive, or are you like really drawn to like a well groomed, put together man?
It's really about the confidence.
I agree.
And that's the key thing. I did a focus group with a bunch of women. And I asked them about some of these things, about like if a man was balding or if he had a full head of hair, how important to you was that? And majority of the time when I talked to women, it was about, is he kind? Is he funny? Is he going to support me? Is he going to be financially stable? Is he going to help me in life? Are we going to grow together? Are we going to travel? Hair or a lack of hair was bottom of the list. And so it's all about, can you, if you are ungroomed, as people would say, And you walk in the room confident, it doesn't matter. But what does matter is if you're taking care of yourself. And when you're taking care of yourself, you become more confident. And too long, society and beauty products didn't say to men, it's okay to take care of yourself. It's okay to love yourself.
I
think it's a shift.
I agree with you, but I think we left out two other ones that women like to say. Does he already have kids, and what kind of car does he drive?
No, those are actually on the list as well. Those are actually on the list as well. I didn't hear the car one, but I did hear that one. Tayshia, you know?
What do you think? Groomed or ungroomed? What do you find like appealing or attractive in a man?
I think he's right with the whole confidence thing. If you're just scruffy and just because like you don't care and you really just don't have anything in your life put together, like it's kind of it's really unattractive actually.
Yeah.
But if you kind of, I don't know, if that's like your vibe and you do have scruffy hair and maybe some tattoos, just have like, I don't know. I think it's attractive.
Yeah, you feel the confidence. Right. You're like, oh, I'm there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also love a clean cut guy. So
yeah.
I will say this, when I see like somebody that's like well groomed and put together, mm-hmm. like there's a, and talking about a man there or a woman, there's like a, whoa, this person, there's a presence there. Like there's an initial presence of like, wow, they're showing up in a way that's with intent,
right?
And almost respect. You almost look at them like they're a put together person. They're you respect them.
What you're attracted to is their self esteem, because we all want somebody who loves themselves. Because in our subconscious mind, when someone loves themselves, it means that they could potentially love us. And that's the thing at the core of all being human beings is that we want. And so we want to make sure that people understand that it's not about like certain products or certain things. So I want to encourage people to use mantlemen.com, go to mantlemen.com and use the product. It's about how can we get you to a place to love yourself? Because that's what's going to bring in all the things you want in life.
Full circle. Yeah,
I agree with that. That's amazing. What about the guy asking for a friend / myself that's trying to grow his beard longer but is in this really awkward phase where it's really curly and sticks out?
He wants a long beard but he doesn't know magic and he wants to know what to tell his friends.
Does Mantle have any like beard oils or beard products?
Yeah, we're going to be coming out with some of those next. That's next on the line. Right now, I tell you, if your beard is ungroomed, I always suggest going to like magazines and finding a level or a length that's good for you. And if you have a partner, doing the kiss test. The kiss test is really important because kiss test will tell you if it's too hard, if it's too prickly, and if it's not going to work.
Kiss test party.
Kiss test party.
Okay.
You got to do that.
Tayshia, do you like a guy with facial hair or no facial hair? What's your preference?
I think I tend to guy with, excuse me, I tend to like guys with facial hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also there's like that awkward phase where it's like a lot of stubble. And like if you are kissing them and you like, okay, like Gavin, Gavin's voice. And then you get like you get like a rough patch because like they're like stubbly. You know what I mean?
That's why I said the kiss test. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the kiss test works every time mm-hmm. of you knowing if you're in the right level with your beard or not.
My stubble says I'm off the market.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Is that right? Is that the vibe you're going for?
I look asexual for quite a long time.
I look forward to that beard stuff. And I'm going to try this out for the first time in my life, Karamo. I'm going to have like a beauty. Is that what it's called? A beauty routine?
Yeah.
Self-care. I call it a self-care routine because like the word for me personally, and you know, I'm not going to lie, I try to be better, but I still have these, you know, what people call the toxic male behaviors or whatever that I subscribe to. And like, it makes me uncomfortable to say beauty stuff sometimes. I'm just going to be honest with you. Okay. And, you know, and so I like to be like, you know, my self-care products, you know, like my feel good products is what I call them. You know what I mean?
Because I like that.
I don't really call myself beautiful ever. And so using beauty products is not something I'm accustomed to, but I do like to take care of my self-esteem and feel good. So this is your self-care routine.
Yeah, and I think like even for men, that term, for whatever reason, beauty products, this seems weird for me, but like self-care or feel-good products, yeah, that seems normal.
Yeah, that seems more normal. And, you know, I'm not trying to say that the health, you know, we should be able to say beauty, but I just don't subscribe to it. So,
yeah,
you know,
okay, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
How dare you?
I know, how dare you?
The way you speak, sir, I mean, how could you?
You know what, Gavin, though? I must say, Gav, you with your scarf today and your jacket, like, that is beautiful.
Are you making fun, bro?
No, I'm admiring. Like when really? You walked in, Amy was just like, "Oh God, he looks great."
I layered.
I know.
I layered.
I know.
Karamo, I have one more question for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
So as Brooks talked about the fact that he doesn't really have much of a skincare routine or self-care routine, being that we are traveling, what is the one item that you always travel with or that you can suggest for a guy? Like if he's just running out the door and he needs to grab at least one thing from your mantle line, like what is the one thing you have to have?
The SPF, definitely, because the SPF is also a moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have as much of the age defense in it as the our moisturizer. But the thing is that most people don't realize that SPF is such a necessary tool in making sure your skin mm-hmm. looks good. Because once you go outside, it damages your skin so much. And that's why you see people who are 30 that look way older or 40. And people who take care of themselves with like an SPF, their skin always looks younger, always looks softer. And so I would say grab that as you're traveling, because that's the thing. And as you can see, I made all of our products, the 3 ounces, so that it lasts for a while, but also you can travel with it.
Yeah, you, right. can, carry it, you can carry it on, right?
Yeah, really. So you got to make sure it's lightweight.
How many ounces is that?
3.3 ounces.
Is that carry-on size?
Yeah, anything yes. under 3.4, I think, is carry-on. Yeah. Dude, this is awesome. I'm going to go at this. Question
Thanks,
for you, Karamo.
Man.
Do you think that I will like see results from this, or will I just feel results? Like in seven, if I go like 7 to 10 days of straight using it, will I, my skin look better? Cause I just don't want to feel like nothing's happening and then be like, well, I'm wasting my time. If I don't see something, like I just want to be prepared.
So I will tell you that your skin is going to start feeling softer. You know, I don't know how much sun damage you have or how often you moisturize. So I don't want to say 7 to 10 days, because if you've never moisturized before, it's going to take a little bit more for your skin to absorb it and start taking it. But as you saw when you put the SPF on your hands, what happens is that your skin is automatically going to feel softer. If you feel the space that you put that SPF on before, it already is going to start feeling silkier and nicer, okay. which is the point of it. So as you feel like your skin is feeling softer, that means your skin is healing. That means like the parts that were dry, that were cracked, Ooh. They're starting to rebuild cells, they're starting to get better. And that's how you're going to know your skin is getting healthier.
I'm excited to try this. You know why? Another reason why I never tried like feel-good products or something is I didn't want to become dependent on them.
Yeah, yeah. But these are you won't become dependent on, because the thing is these are necessary. These
right.
are things that you should – it's like the same way you become dependent on your toothbrush because you want nice teeth.
Yeah.
You want nice skin.
I get you.
And so, yeah. you know, easy breezy.
Yeah, you've actually reframed this whole like self-care for me.
Do you have any moisturizer?
I'm here for you.
Yeah,
here for
you. I feel you.
Do you have any moisturizer that'll make my teeth look straighter?
Gavin, he needs a lot of help, Karamo.
Gavin, you're about to be our model for this bubble bath, so you can't do the self-deprecating.
That's it. I want to be the before photo.
Man, I need you coming in here with that self-confidence that I know you have.
What I need, man.
To pose for the bubbles, all right?
Done. Done.
I think Mantle comes out with a men's rugged bubble bath.
Rugged bubble bath.
And do a photo shoot, and that's your new album cover.
That's it. You know what you need to do? Got to be a bubble bath that looks like a plaid lumberjack shirt.
Yes.
The bubbles come up looking like a plaid pattern.
I'm going to make this just so this could happen. Just
like, you know. Karamo, we appreciate you coming on, brother. Where can people find the Mantle products, and where can I get some more once I run out of these ones?
Sure. You can go to mantlemen.com, mantlemen.com. And for you, when you need some more, you just hit me up, brother, and I got you.
Man. What about me?
Yeah, both of you.
Come on, man.
And also, the funny part is, like, my sisters have stolen all these products, even though we've been marketing to men.
I was just going to say, can women use
it?
Tayshia's already stole my SPF.
Honestly,
I
put on all the products.
Yeah, so this is so, you know, if you need some too, I got you as well.
Okay, perfect.
Karamo, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
And I'm going to have to check out the show. I definitely need some more tips, so.
Thank you. I got you, man.
You are my
that.
Guru for self-care, my friend.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you, Karamo.
You made my day.
Thank you.
Thanks
Y'all
a lot,
are
man.
Amazing.
Bye.
Have a good
brother.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, Karamo literally just changed my entire outlook on like self-care. I'm actually going to start self-care.
I'm like honestly shocked that you do not use any products. Like not even after like a game or anything. Like you never like cleanse your face, like nothing.
I never, no. I honestly, this was my belief. If I sweat, it's going to clean my pores and clean my skin. And then I just shower and I'm fine.
I agree with that philosophy.
Oh gosh.
I'm very basic. I've never, Tayshia, I've never used like moisturizer, age defense moisturizer or like a baby oil or like I've never put stuff on my skin to make my skin look or feel or anything a different way.
And your wife's ever like had like a little spa day at home with you?
No.
Okay. Is it just me that makes my significant other do that with me sometimes?
I'm sure she would. Like she's got like in our vanities, she's got her vanity and I have my vanity.
Right.
And her products are filling up my vanity.
I love it.
And I have one drawer that has my toothpaste and like tweezers in it and like Q-tips and stuff. Other than that, it's like all her drawers in my side as well.
Wow. Like your skin has never felt like dry or anything? I'm really confused.
I think this is honestly been my mindset on like skincare. Yes. Like 1,000 years ago when people were alive, they didn't have skincare. So their skin just figured it out. Skin was like, okay, I just need to figure out how to be healthy. So I'm like, that's all I wanted.
I mean, I get it. Yeah. But like, you need to try this because I can't stop rubbing my hand. It's actually really, really soft.
This might change my life. I'm actually like excited to try it.
I wonder if I should put some moisturizer on my dog's nose because it's the only part that isn't covered with hair. And maybe it would keep his nose from wrinkling as he ages.
Age defense nose.
That's
nose.
It. What do you think, nose buddy? Wrinkles.
He's really cute.
Isn't he adorable?
Mm-hmm.
He's handsome.
He is extremely. Look at
He's
those
single,
eyes,
too.
Buddy's single?
Ladies. My dog is single.
What about grooming?
For a dog walker.
What about grooming your dog? Do you groom your dog?
Let's talk about that. I should groom him more, but I haven't brushed him in like almost 2 weeks.
Okay.
And he's really hairy.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize to this hotel and all of you and your washing machines because you're going to have a lot of stuff all over you. He doesn't smell bad.
I actually probably would spend more time grooming my dog than grooming myself. I brush Coda, I would say like 5 out of 7 days of the week.
Get out of here. Is that true? You know, they say that's a really great bonding thing to do with your dog.
Really? It seems like the adverse. Him. He actually hates it.
Really?
Yeah.
They say it's like a really good thing to do when you're bonding. But you know, you're stronger than I am. So you're probably like really hurting your dog.
And then I brush his teeth too. But he hates the brush.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
with it like a normal toothbrush?
No, they have these little dog ones. They have like a dog toothbrush, and then they also have a thing that just slides over your finger, and you put the dog toothpaste on your finger, and then you get inside and just rub it around.
It's super cool.
Yeah. I just hate seeing like older dogs with bad teeth, and I just never want my boy to have bad teeth like that.
Oh. That's cute.
So I need to take care of myself as well as I take care of my dog. Okay, I have a very important question. For the entire table, something we have not yet fully discussed, and I want yes or no. Tayshia Adams.
Yes.
Is bald sexy? Is bald sexy? Do you find a bald man sexy? That's got to be a no.
That's a hard question.
That's
no?
That's a no if you aren't already saying yes.
Yes. That's right. No.
So no.
No.
Okay. Can a bald man
that's
be
really
sexy?
Harsh, though.
So maybe you don't find it sexy, but can a bald man be sexy to you?
Yes. Like Karamo is a bald man and he is very sexy.
Yeah, he's a handsome man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Now if he was bald and he was out of shape and he didn't have a beauty line, would he be sexy if he was not successful?
Oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot.
Because you're looking for a lot of criteria.
That's actually a good point.
Because
he's a very put together like
yes.
attractive human being.
Yes, he's an entire package.
Yes.
So
who happens to be bald?
That's right.
He's also famous, which I think ups your hot quotient. It does.
Does it?
What? Everybody knows that.
I just love you.
Yes.
You're so funny.
It's true. It's like you see Ed Harris in a movie, you're like, yeah, but if he was just a regular civilian, I don't know.
Walking down the street, yeah. You
so,
would like,
okay.
Yeah.
Amy, do you find bald men attractive?
So I'm going to give you a total answer on this. I used to think, like, I preferred like a real good head of hair, like mm-hmm. Rick. He's not here, but Rick has an excellent head of hair. But then he turned out to be a total jerk, but he was super hot, this pretty much bald guy that I knew. And there is, he sucked, but he was super sexy.
Who did?
I mean, I'm not going to name names.
Are you saying that Rick sucked?
No, Rick has hair. But I used to think, I thought it was so sexy, like so beyond sexy.
Why?
Was it maybe because you've never been with a bald guy
maybe.
Before?
Maybe. Like I was like, he's so hot. He is so hot.
Did he own it?
Yes. See, I think it's because he had BDE. Do we all know what that is?
Yeah, actually, best day ever.
Yeah, that's what Tayshia said. Tayshia and I were talking about this last night. She's like, let's go. We have that BDE. And because we're going to do Dean's podcast, Help I Suck at Dating. And I was like, I just heard that term like a week ago. And she goes, yeah, best day ever. I'm like, oh, I heard it differently.
And I was like, no, I know what that means. And then you're like,
because if somebody has BDE, then they can pull off anything.
So
like, I don't even think he had great fashion, and yet I loved it because he just had BDE. Like everything about this guy was just like, you're so hot.
Can you explain for our listeners who do not know this term what BDE is? You have to say all the words of it.
Belbiv DeVoe.
You have to say all the words.
It means big D energy.
No.
I can't you say have that to word say
it.
On the radio.
You have to say it.
Oh, I cannot say that word on the radio.
It means big dick energy.
Yeah, and it's like a thing. Like, it doesn't mean you have a BD, but it just means you carry yourself.
You
like,
own it.
You have swag, as Bieber would say. Mm. And Gavin said it about Karamo. He has smooth. Did you say he has smooth or he is smooth?
I don't know. I probably said something like
smooth. It's smooth. Like smooth, swag, just confidence. Like,
how about EDE, erectile dysfunction energy? Feeling that EDE, ladies? Huh? Let's spread that around. All right.
Gav, do you think that men can be sexy as a bald man? Or do you think that if you lose your hair, do you think that you could still be sexy?
I think that anybody can pull off anything, but just going by the numbers, I pointed out before, like, who were the two biggest movie stars in the last probably 30 years as leading men? They were Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
Leonardo
Both
DiCaprio.
Of them have Leonardo, perfect heads of hair. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Tom Hanks. So,
well, I'm just saying, as far as like heartthrobs and stuff like that, I'm just going with what the numbers tend to say, you know?
I have a few celebrities that I'm going to pull up. You guys tell me if they have swag and sex appeal or not. LL Cool J.
He has swag.
Sure.
Vin Diesel.
Oh, Vin Diesel.
Well, he has swag.
He is actually kind of hot.
But it's a rugged
thing. Not someone I would ever go after.
It's a rugged thing. I think what you're pointing out more is there's more of a rugged thing, and more of it's made up. It's a different thing because it more relies on being masculine, less than necessarily
like
hot.
The Rock. That's
you
true.
You know what I mean?
Like bad boy.
In my opinion.
Bad boy vibes.
That's just my analysis of it.
The Rock is very attractive too. But again, I would never typically ever go and date.
But The Rock is someone who I think actually looks better with a shaved head than he did with hair.
I agree.
You know.
Who else you got, Tori?
Oh, that's it on my list.
Bruce Willis. Danielle just said Bruce Willis. Danielle, do you find Bruce Willis to be sexy? This is producer Danielle, who has probably the best head of hair of anybody in this.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And Amy.
Yeah.
I agree.
What about Buddy?
Bruce Willis, not so much. But The Rock, definitely.
Right?
Vin Diesel, sure.
So you have to have muscles if you're bald.
I do agree with Gavin. I think if like the man is super, not athletic, but like masculine, then he could totally pull off bald head.
Okay, so you guys have listed The Rock, you've listed Vin Diesel, you've listed LL Cool J as bald men who you find attractive, and those are all 200 plus solid dudes, like strong ass dudes. Mm-hmm. And then you listed Bruce Willis, who's maybe like a buck 50, I don't know what he'd weigh, and you're like, no, not sexy.
I like Bruce.
Sexy?
Amy, like, tell Bruce. Us how you feel, Amy.
Amy, sexy?
Yeah, they don't like Bruce because they're so young. I'm old, so Bruce is hot.
Oh,
yeah, they don't know. Bruce is like their grandpa to them.
Have you ever met Bruce in real life?
Sure have.
And was he in real life sexy?
Did you get loose with Bruce?
He also kind of has BDE, I think.
Mm, yeah, he does.
Tayshia.
this is my little input.
it's so interesting.
Fascinating.
I mean, what about you? Do you find bald guys attractive?
I think a bald guy absolutely can be attractive.
Okay, yeah. Name one.
Any basketball player. Most basketball players
are
bald.
Oh my gosh!
How did we
miss that?
Yeah, extremely attractive dudes.
Michael Jordan is very attractive. Very attractive.
Yeah, what's up, Danielle?
Can I flip the script a little bit?
Yep.
So how about, you know, how do guys view women with short hair or like a boy
pixie
haircut?
How do we view bald women?
How do you view bald? Gavin, have you ever dated a woman with short hair?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
She was fine.
Did you like her hair?
She was fine as hell. You know, so
did you
know,
like her hair?
Listen, when they're hot, they're hot. You know what I mean? When they're not, they're not. You know that song?
No.
It's old school. But you know, that's all there is to it. You know, when they're hot, they're hot. You know, and I don't see the makeover. I see what's the genetic makeup. So, you know, a lot of people talk about how they put their makeup on and stuff like that and their hairdo and all that kind of stuff. I see gene pool more than I see the makeover.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I see the cheekbones and the lips and the neck and the neckline and their natural, what their body is, fundamentally is. That's what I see. Whereas a lot more people see if they're put together and stuff like that. I look at that in a different way to say, okay, they're on their way to the laundromat or not. You know what I'm saying?
It's very interesting what guys look at and what they pay attention to.
I just see something totally different. And to be totally, totally honest with you, if I see someone who's put together, over the top put together, you know what I see? I see a lot of work. I see something that's just too much, little too much work for me to be around. And it's something that's, I'm just looking at a car or a yacht that cannot be maintained. And so I look at very different things, I think, than some people look at. You know, I'd rather them be wearing a, you know, a pair of sweatpants and like not doing their hair. And if they look good like that, that's hot to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
no makeup,
saying,
no nothing, not trying at all. And
it's just an aura and a presence that they're
the presence, yeah. Man, and like that thing, whatever that is, and when you make eye contact, that's hot. And and it's the inexplicable stuff. It's not all just how they're put together. The hairdo doesn't really mean okay. much.
Tayshia, have you ever had short hair, Tayshia?
I did cut it short at one point.
Shorter than like higher than your shoulders?
It was like shoulder length.
Okay. Okay.
It was my ex. Yeah, the person I was dating at the time wanted me to have short hair, and I had always wanted to try it out, and so I just did it one day.
And didn't feel as good. Didn't like it.
I actually loved it, but it's a lot of work.
Short hair is a lot of work.
I actually have curly hair, so it's like if you have curly hair and then you have a short haircut, like I'm so sorry, but you're about to look like.
Frizzy?
And chia pet.
Yeah, frizz ball.
Like it's a lot of work because you have to blow dry your hair every day. You know what I mean? So there's just very, you're dying laughing at me. But it's so true. There's complementary hairstyles for every
I see what
person.
You say. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Here's a question for all you ladies. What is the female equivalent of BDE?
I'm editing myself.
Gav?
No.
Is there a term? Is there like, is there a term of BDE for a woman?
I don't think so.
Because I just heard BDE last week, literally.
I guess if you had like,
the
bigger
whole room
breasts,
just cleared
you could
out.
Lead with your like, shimmy.
Yeah, I get
self.
BCE, big chest energy, or BBE, big breast energy. You guys are so awkward right now.
I don't think it's like a body part, though. Yeah. Isn't it like,
D
boss bitch energy?
Ooh, I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then people think like...
But that comes energy. From a body part. Like the BDE, for the most part, you guys are saying, well, a guy cannot have a big D and still have that energy. Most of the time, that energy comes from having that body part.
Oh, okay.
That's why he's walking around with that, because he knows.
Okay. So then I don't think we have an equivalent.
Okay, we'll think on this on the break and we'll get back to it.
Yeah.
Try and come up with a term.
Question.
Okay. We're taking a break. Okay, now we're going to talk about men's fashion, and we need a specialist. I need a specialist for this. So we have on the line with us Mr. Brad Goreski. Brad, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for saying my last name right.
Yeah, my man. Man, it's been too long since I've seen you. The first time you and I met was on Becca and Tanya's show, the iHeartRadio podcast, Scrubbing In. That was the first time you and I met. We had a fantastic time. Nick was there. Nick Vile was there. He was on the mantle. Remember the mantle?
The mantle, of course.
And you were so fun, man. And you were, talk about style, he was put together. Like Brad, when he shows up, Brad shows up. And I walked in like shorts and sandals and a t-shirt, and I looked at Brad, and I'm like, I'm in the wrong room. So we're going to get your take. You got your start in the industry by interning in the New York offices of Vogue and W magazines. You were the co-host of Fashion Police on E. You have all kinds of celebrity clients. And now you don't know this, but now you're my new fashion guy. So,
oh, good. That was, all right. Perfect.
That was like in the contract and the small print of agreeing to come on the show that you had to be my personal guy.
Anytime. You just let me know.
Every school year, you need to lay out his clothes. Yeah.
So, Brad, here's a true story. A couple minutes ago, I just asked Tayshia Adams, who's here with us. Mm-hmm. I asked Tayshia, I said, who has better style, Gavin or me? And right away she looked at Gavin with like sweet little smile and she said, Gavin. And it broke my heart.
Oh.
Then she blew me kisses. She's like,
Gavin. I don't remember that part, but yeah. Well,
whatever. And I saw it. And
Brad, can you give me, man, I'm sitting here in a pair of black jeans and a white t-shirt. Can you give me like some tips on, or any man listening, what is like most important? What's the low-hanging fruit for a man to look to put together to be presented well, fashion-wise, in today's modern world?
Well, I think number one is most men don't wear their actual actual size. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of guys wear things that hang too far away from their body. I'm especially speaking when guys get dressed up and wear suits. You know, the shoulders of your suit jacket should line up with your actual shoulders. Yeah. And then I think it's important too to, you know, we have a lot of variety now, so you can get a slim cut, you can get, you know, kind of like a regular fit suit. And I think, you know, taking the time, especially for those events or life occurrences where we are getting a little bit more dressed up, to take the time to get things tailored as well. I mean, you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on it, but I always know on my jackets, I need the small of my lower back taken in.
Yep.
So I get that like pulled in. So I get like that nice shape, because there's really nothing. I mean, aside from a guy in a t-shirt and jeans looking good, there's on the opposite end of that spectrum, there's nothing better than a guy in a well-tailored suit. Mm-hmm. So tailoring is number one for me. I think also number two, like athleisure is our friend. You know, it's a trend, I think, for men and for women that has kind of allowed the people who are usually, you know, maybe like to be in their sweats a little bit more to actually look fashionable. So how do you do that? Like, so the ways that you can do it is by incorporating, you know, pops of color, whether you're adding in like a little bit of neon, maybe it's in your sneaker, or are you incorporating a little bit of print, or are you doing a full like gray sneaker, gray sweatshirt, gray track pant kind of deal. So I think that there are different ways that we can look, still be, because comfort is key, right? Everybody wants 1,000%. To feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So I think the key is to look comfortable, but still kind of polished and like you put in effort at the same time.
All valid points. And I agree with you on the suit thing. And also for anybody, if you can't afford because a custom suit is very expensive. If you can't afford a custom suit, what he was saying with the tailored stuff is amazing. And once you've worn anything that's custom or is tailored, you never go back to wearing something that's boxy or not fitted for you.
You know the difference.
Right.
Yeah. So I do that a lot with pants. Like I have to buy bigger pants because my legs and ass are big, but my waist is small. And that comes from playing.
We're aware, Brooks.
So I have to get
as
the
if
waist.
We haven't noticed.
Every time I see Brooks, I say, every time Brooks walks through the door, I'm like, man, your ass looks huge in those pants, man. Man, the size of those thunder trunks.
It's those thick hockey legs, baby.
It is, but I have to get the. But then, like, my waist is too big, and so I always get the waist taken in on the pants. But for men, maybe men out there don't even know that you can buy something that fits you right in this one area, and you can have somebody for $15 or $20 just clean up this other area that makes the pant or the shirt or the jacket, as you said, look so much better.
Yeah.
What's a tip for, like, what if I don't even know my style? Like, what's my style? Where do I look? Where do I find? How do I even find a style for myself if I don't even know what I want to dress like?
Well, I think this is like one of the great things about social media. You know, before Instagram and Pinterest and all, you know, just even being able to surf the web, I relied on fashion magazines like GQ and whatever to tell me what was happening in fashion. And now we have it really at our fingertips. So every time we're scrolling through Instagram, and I do this myself, like if I see an outfit or even a sponsored post or a designer posting something or, you know, a friend of mine, whatever, I'll just save it, you know, to my Instagram, save photos, and then go back through and be like, oh yeah, I like that, you know, Sherpa hoodie. I'm going to order one of those on Amazon. Or, you know, I like, right? I think it's like we can create these mood boards now without like, it's part of our daily routine. We don't have to set out to sit down and do like a mood board for what spring is going to be. Like, I don't even do that. I just kind of like go off what I resonate with. And then, you know, I kind of like, we can search for any product now. So right off of Instagram. So I think that, you know, social media is a great resource. So if you say like, you know, say one of the guys whose fashion you like is like, I'm just going to throw Drake out there. And you see he was wearing a camo hoodie like 2 days ago at the Nike show. Like, you know, search for a camo hoodie and like order it and see if you like it, see if you wear it. And if not, you know, most places will let you return things within 30 days and send it back in a box. So I think it's made it really, you know, fashion is very accessible. And mm-hmm. I think we get to see so many images now that we should be using those as little like starting points for ourselves.
Mm. I like that.
Question. If you can't afford a tailor, are there any products you can get that kind of allow you to like temporarily hold your pants in a certain place and things like that, like so that people can kind of do their own sort of customized work just to get through like the day or the event, or if they don't have time to go to the tailor and things like that, are there little products that they can pick up to sort of keep their pants looking like they're hemmed in a certain way and stuff like that?
Safety pins.
That's it. Safety pins.
I've
double-sided
so
tape
times.
And stuff like that.
Totally. When, you know, I'm guilty of it too. Like when I'm styling clients, I don't necessarily think about, you know, I haven't decided what I'm wearing to the Oscars on Sunday yet.
Well, completely. Absolutely.
Talk about the Oscars on Sunday. I'm not going to it, but it's, you know, I've like safety pinned my pants in the back seats of cabs. I've used double-sided tape, you know, but I think for like big, you know, events, like if you're going to a wedding or for the holidays or a big family gathering, I also think not necessarily waiting until the last minute. Like I like to buy on sale as well. Mm-hmm. So I think like there are certain times of the year, and you know, there are a lot of great websites that have, you know, incredible products at discounted prices. And mm-hmm. I think getting some things, and I have like suits and outfits in my closet that I just rewear because I know I've taken the time to have them tailored. And, you know, it's easier as men too to kind of, you know, just rewear your navy suit that you know that fits, or your pinstripe gray suit that you know that fits. So I think it's about building kind of a little bit of a very small wardrobe of basic things that will get you a long way, and taking one trip to the tailor and saying like, hey, I've got these four jackets, I need these, you know, trim, like brought in a little bit or let out a little bit, and then just storing them in your closet. And when that thing comes up, they're right there and ready for you to wear.
Go ahead, Tayshia.
I was just going to say, this episode has been very informative. Like, I'm learning a lot of things, but I'm going to be taking a trip to the tailor this week.
oh, good.
Yeah. But also, I have a question. So you obviously dress a lot of people and fashion is your thing, but what are three male celebrities that these guys can kind of look forward to? I don't know, like Look at their fashion.
Other than me and Brooks.
No, yeah.
Oh, well, there's two down. Two like, down already.
Who should
so
we
I'll
have our eye
more.
On? Like, who like nails it every time? Like, you know.
Well, I think like currently this season, it's someone who I think also wears things that, you know, are aspirational. I think Brad Pitt, when he's like out and about, like mm-hmm. his street style and then also his red carpet style, he just looks like the tailoring's really good. The fabrics look expensive. You know, he's very confident as well. So he just adds like that extra level of, you know, confidence to all of his looks. But his like, you know, off his street style is just like really cool. Mm-hmm. So he's always somebody that I've admired for like, you know, kind of decades now. And he's probably number one. I think also like on the opposite end of that spectrum of somebody who can be a good marker for somebody who's doing different in fashion is Timothée Chalamet. I mean, he's Ooh. Really, really young, and he's, you know, I think that what he does on the red carpet, and again, also his style is it's very individually him. Mm-hmm. So that really like, and he's young too. And I think sometimes, I think what's really great about the younger generation of male movie stars or actors, especially, is they're not afraid to do new things. Like that also makes me think of like a Chadwick Boseman or like a Michael B. Jordan. Like these are guys who, you know, they're superheroes. They're like, you know, these big guys who wear like Givenchy couture, like beaded mm-hmm. jackets, but then in their street style, you know, they're doing like the cool thing with the sneakers and the sweats and the leather jackets. Right. So I look for like variety. And then I also look for like those public moments where they're also pushing the boundary and not just putting on like a black tuxedo.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Listening to you talk, Brad, and just thinking about like, why do I not invest in fashion that much? We invest our time and energy in things that where we get self-expression. Right. Like Gavin does music. So he invests in his time and energy in music, and that's where he feels self-expressed. I've never looked at clothes for myself or fashion as a form of self-expression and art. Mm-hmm. So that, mm-hmm. so clothes were just like, I need to put on something that's comfortable, warm, and I can just suffice in the
Quick
room that I'm, yeah, I'm going to suffice in the room that I'm going to be in. Do I need to dress up? Do I need to dress down? Whatever. Yeah. It's fine for that room. But I've never looked at taking the time, just what you were saying, taking time to like look at, okay, I have this event or something coming up and I want something that's actually going to resemble and express myself in a visual form with fashion. I've never perceived it like that. And maybe
Brooks, it's a whole new world now.
Oh man, my fashion just changed.
But that's the beauty. That's the great thing about, you know, it's like working in fashion and having, you know, there's a whole, I got into it because I appreciated the art of it so much. And then the fantasy that the red carpet brings to our everyday lives was also the other reason why I got into it, because I wanted to be a part of making that fantasy for other people. And so, you know, you don't have to go necessarily the route of wearing an all monochrome like pink suit like Timothée Chalamet might do, but maybe it's taking the idea of wearing a black tuxedo and doing like a deep forest green tuxedo jacket with a black pant, or a navy blue tuxedo jacket with a black pant.
Yeah.
And like, you know, just doing those, maybe it's wearing a patent leather shoe instead of like a leather shoe with it. Like, I think there are ways for everybody to kind of be able to adapt and step into, you know, the world of using fashion as self-expression without, you know, having to show up in, you know, a neon suit. Yeah. Like I would do.
Can I ask you one other fashion question?
Yeah.
Why does Gucci care so much if you have the box for the shoes, if they don't fit good and you want to send them back?
What?
Oh, because
I know, such, you know what I'm talking
is,
about.
I don't
you?
Know.
This is like, such an in. This is such an in question. Okay, so wait.
I'm like, so I don't have the box that costs you $3, but I do have the shoes don't feel good.
Oh yeah.
Like, but where's the box? I'm like, don't you have an extra box? Do you just do a shoe swap, like right here?
This is so awesome. Well, I think the reason.
For example,
Yeah, I mean, most places, like I order most of my stuff online and they have like, you know, special tags on them. So if I remove the special tag or I step, even if I step on it while I'm trying it on, I have to keep it unless I want to fight with somebody on the phone. So it's basically like, as my grandmother would say when we would go to auction houses when I was a little kid, she would say, you know, don't be a bull in a china shop.
Yeah,
totally. If you break it, you buy it. So right. Basically, like Gucci's looking at it like you're not returning the full experience.
Gav,
so they may have a box back there, but you need to hold on to the box in order to return something.
Gav, what if like
I know you know exactly what I'm sorry, talking Gavin. About too, man. I know you know exactly what I'm saying.
Gavin, let me reframe this one for you. Let's say we're back 10 years ago and somebody buys your CD. And then they listen to it for a second. They're like, I don't like this music, and I'm just going to bring it back to you. But I left the case at home. But hey, here's your CD.
I think you're actually still allowed to return it.
But also, yeah. Who would return one of Gavin's CDs?
Me. I would.
It was the wildest hypothetical possible there, Brad.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Dude, I appreciate you coming on with us. I want to learn more about you. You have a new podcast where we can hear more about this, right?
I sure do. It's called Brad Behavior, and it's super fun. We talk a lot of fashion. My husband comes on for a segment and answers questions, and I've had some really fun, great guests on. So you'll have to come on sometime.
Oh, I'd love.
Yeah.
To.
Hey, well, wait. One more thing. Can we do like?
Yeah.
Can we do like a style day where we go and we shoot a bit, the group of us,
and
you show us like this doesn't work for you, that works for you.
I would.
Can we do
love,
one of those?
I would love
that
nothing
would be
more.
So cool.
Brad is.
So into it. It's a deal.
That would be amazing. And can you pay?
We're gonna find you some Gucci
can you
shoes.
Pay?
Yeah. I'll pay. And we're gonna find you Gucci shoes that you won't want to return.
I love that.
I want to listen to it. I need more fashion tips than anybody, Brad. So I'm gonna listen to Brad Behavior, and I'd love to do something with you and Gav, and where you dress us both and. Because I know I desperately need it. So even,
me
even
too.
If it's not for the show, I need your help just in my personal life with dressing, because I basically shop at Lululemon is basically where I buy my stuff.
Anytime, great. Brooks. You know where to find me. Great. And yes, let's definitely do that video.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Check out Brad's podcast, Brad Behavior. And Brad, I love your brother. I can't wait to see your face soon.
Bye, Brad.
Right on.
Brad.
Bye. See this buddy. Was fun. Thanks, guys. Bye. Later,
well, that was fun.
Wasn't it, though?
Dude, that was like the most educational episode that we've
Big
ever
time.
Done for myself. I learned how to groom, and I'm going to get lessons from Brad on how to style.
Yeah.
And
we're
I also
going to be
learned,
like new men.
We're going to be new men. Yeah. Tayshia?
You're going to be rocking. I'm excited to see your guys' transformation.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a before and after. Let's do a before and
great
after.
Great idea.
I'm going to be doing like a skin great check, idea. And I'm going to be doing a clothing check. Just make sure you guys look good.
Okay. So Tayshia's the judge then. So you'll come back, Tayshia, for another show?
Absolutely. Like I said, I learned a lot too. So. This was very beneficial for myself.
You are a wonderful, gracious co-host.
Oh, I thank you.
We'd love to have you back again.
You guys are awesome.
Where can our listeners find you?
You're awesome.
What?
Where can our listeners find you? Where do you hang out the most? Instagram?
In my home.
Well, you don't want all our listeners coming
to your
home.
Your house.
Can you tell us all where you live?
Please give your exact address.
Go find me on Instagram. My handle is TaySHIAA.
Boom.
Love it.
Right on. That's it for this episode. We'd love your feedback on this. And also, we need your help, guys. So if anybody out there listening knows stuff about grooming or fashion, I'm desperate. I'm desperate for your help. Gav, you're doing good. But
I'm working on it. Yeah, today, I got lucky.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Okay. Today, I got
appreciate
lucky.
You guys listening. That's it for this episode. Till next week, take care of one another. Love one another. And we'll see you back here
Let's
for
another
Let's
go watch episode. Some golf.
Good I'll idea.